continuing the laws of Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Machaber tells us, Ad Imosai Yochol Lavorich. So what time, till when can one bench? In other words, even though after one finishes eating, it's proper to immediately bench. But what in the event that a person does not do so, he did not bench right away, and a lot of time has elapsed. So how long until you can still bench, and at what point have you lost that opportunity? So the Mechaber tells us, Ad Shis Achel Hamazon Shebimeyav, until the food within your stomach has digested. V'kamashi Uro, and how long is this? So this is just the words of the Mechaber, then we're going to get into the more specific answers. Kolzman She'eno Ra'ev, Mechamas Osa Achila. The time, as long as you're not hungry, connected to that meal that you just ate. In other words, you do not have any hunger pains. That food is still sustaining you to some degree. However, Mishah Shehiskil Yos Ra'ev, from the time that you start feeling hungry again, Afal Pishul Nisachel, even though it's possible that it has not yet digested a Dain Legamri, everything, nonetheless, Kemis Achel Legamri Da Ninan Lay. It's as though it's been completely digested as far as your being able to bench. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Do'achar kach, that once that time has gone by, we're going to give more concrete numbers in a moment, Far batel osa ha'achila, v'hifsid birchas hamazon. So once you no longer are full, you no longer are satiated, and you sense a feeling of hunger, at that point, you no longer could fulfill the pasuk of Echaltav Savata. You did eat, but you cannot. You have to be satiated at the time of Uveracht, at the time of Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, since you waited too long, and no longer are you satisfied or satiated, you're now feeling some levels of hunger, at that point you can no longer bench. Those are the basic words. Of course, there's a lot more to discuss. Now, based on just the words of the Mechaber, it's clear that the chiyuv of obligation of benching is not just the eating, but it's the fact that you have to be full. We're going to discuss the exact amounts of how much one has to eat. That's something which we'll discuss in another day. But you have to have some sense of being satisfied, as the pasuk tells us, v'chaltav sabata, then uvirachta. And therefore, hope you didn't eat your dinners yet, but nonetheless, the question is brought, what if a person gets sick, which means you throw up? Now, you are eating, you're full, you didn't bench, and then unfortunately you get sick and you vomit. The question is, do you have a chiyuv to bench? So based on what we've just said, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that Hasfar Nosenes Lomer Shepatim Lavarech Bracha Achrona. You should no longer have the chiyuv of having to bench. After all, as he says, because you're not any more satisfied, and in fact, you obviously would be potentially hungry. However, he says that it's not 100% this halacha. He says that you have to know, I don't know how to say this delicately, that you have that you are completely empty inside. However, if you still feel that you still have some food within, and therefore you're not 100%, you're not hungry, you still have some level of being satisfied somehow with your meal, then yivarech barach achrona, then you would have to bench. V'im yochel le'echol od le'acher, to remove any suffix, to eat a little bit more, shaperdami, that's what's recommended. But the idea, just to understand that this concept exists, that it's not the amount that we eat necessarily, it's the fact that at the time of benching, we have to have a hargosh, a feeling of being satiated. And therefore, in the event that a person would be sick and not any more be satisfied, any more satiated, he no longer has any chiyuv whatsoever, based on the Torah, to have to bench. So the question is, giving more concrete numbers, what exactly does this mean? So sometimes, maybe some people will wait an hour and not bench, maybe a few hours. So what exactly does this mean? So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, actually quoting the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says as follows. This is the rule. Kol shel over zman dalad mil, migmar chilaso vada yivarech barach achrona. If the amount of time it takes to go for a meal which is 18 minutes, which would be 18 times 4, 72. If 72 minutes has not yet elapsed from the time that you finished your meal, then vadai, yivarech barach achrona. You definitely have to eat. So even though it's clear the Shulchan Aruch gives us almost like you can figure it out on your own, halacha really gives us a more specific answer, that if it's less than 72 minutes, then for sure you can bench. And therefore, even though you didn't bench within, let's say, it's already been an hour, you finished eating, you've been schmoozing and talking, which happens a lot, especially on Shabbos, you say, oh, I didn't bench yet. So if it was within the 72 minutes, then it's certainly not a problem. However, let's the opposite extreme. Let's say over shisha shaos misof achilaso, 6 hours have gone by and you didn't bench, which might mean you left the table, you may have fallen asleep at the table, whatever knows. But nonetheless, 6 hours go by, blil echel v'lishtos klum, you didn't eat or drink anything, because that's something which really is another matter which we'll talk more about. Bevadai en yochel avarech barach achrona l'chol hadeves. Everyone agrees that once 6 hours have gone by, you definitely cannot bench. So therefore, the areas, the shades of gray, is between the 72 minutes and the 6 hours. During that time, that's where really the words of the Shulchan Aruch fall into play. And he says that it depends. If you're batuach, if you know for sure that you still have a sense of being satisfied, you're still satiated, and you don't feel any a sense of hunger, then certainly you can bench, even though 72 minutes have gone by. So it doesn't necessarily mean 72 minutes. Less than 70 minutes, you definitely can bench. You don't have to think about it. After 72 minutes, between the time of 72 minutes and 6 hours, then you have to think about whether or not you are hungry. Now, if you are hungry, then, he says, and you no longer have this complete sense of being satiated, then lo yavarech, then you should certainly not bench, 100%. Yep, the 72 minutes have gone by and you're hungry again. The mesupuk, if you're not sure, yishtadel echel oksayitz, it's better to eat a little bit more than to bench. In the event that you do not eat more, so in this we would apply the concept of suffik deraisa l'chumra. You should eat bread, but if you don't, and if you're not sure, I'm hungry, I'm not hungry, I can't really tell, then at that point you should still bench, because you're in doubt whether you should bench min haTorah, and therefore v'yismoch al haposkim di'ad shisha shos adayin lo over zman ichol, that we can rely according to those opinions that within 6 hours you can bench anyway. So therefore, just to quickly recap, then we'll continue with Maariv. So he brings down that the idea is not just eating, but it's also that one needs to be satiated, and therefore because of that, in the event that a person would be sick, certainly one would not have to bench. The question is, time has elapsed. So within the first 72 minutes from the time you finished your eating until benching, if it's been less than 72 minutes, 100% you can bench. If it's been 6 hours between the time, 6 hours have already gone by, for sure you should not bench. And the question is, between the 72 minutes and the 6 hours, and that one has to have the hargasha, the understanding, the feeling of whether or not they're hungry, and based on that, they should or should not bench.